You're listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast with Kyra Carlin. Learn to love you as you are now and quit waiting on someone else to tell you who you are. Be you unapologetically. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically Podcast. I am Kyra Carlin, and I am so glad to have you here with me. So if any of you guys follow me on social, you know I'm a hot mess. Like, that is no secret. And I just got back from a week-long vacation that was provided and earned, I should say, for me through my business for helping people get started in their health and fitness journey. And I will tell you, if you have never been on a cruise before, holy freaking moly. It is a game changer. First off, it's like staying in a shopping mall, but the worst part is that it's a moving shopping mall. So it is like you're staying at the Ritz on a freaking sponge. So my problem this past week was getting back into a routine, getting rid of my sea legs, and just kind of getting back into normal life. This is me telling you right now, I'm failing at that. I'm failing at getting back at a normal life, but I'm doing the best I can, and that's the most that I can do. So that being said, this is why you are getting my podcast a little later than normal, and I'm just going to own up to it. I just literally had everything going balls to the wall. Like, should I say that on a podcast? I guess I just did, so whatever. And I am just trying to play catch up. But I actually want to talk about a couple things, one of which is avoiding or procrastination. Like, where are my procrastinators at? You can't see me right now, but I have my hand raised. I will literally do 50 tasks before I do the one thing I'm supposed to. And I don't know if you listen to Gary Vee or multiple different podcast providers that talk about frog, like eat the frog. Just do the thing that you don't want to do so it's done and over with. But what's funny, instead of just doing what you're supposed to be doing, you will become so productive in everything else. So if it's, even if it's like folding the laundry, or for me, it's like doing shout outs or reaching out or doing the busy work that takes so much time that I honestly just hate doing it, that I'll find myself doing all of the other work that actually doesn't make me that productive. It just adds more to my plate. And I don't know about you, but I will spend so much time avoiding it that by the time it gets around to it, I literally ask myself, why did I wait so long to do this? Like, one, I either made it harder on myself, or two, it wasn't even as hard as I thought it was going to be. But somehow in my mind, I think that I'm going to fail at it, or I think I'm not going to be good at it. And this goes for like any of your goals. So I could take it if you're talking about maybe like health and fitness, because that's really relatable to me. I know a lot of people who follow me are on a health and fitness journey, so I think that it's easy to relate to. But think about like your first workout, or you know, you're wanting to get fit, or you're wanting to feel better about yourself, whatever it may be. If you are wanting to get started on your health and fitness journey, somehow, some reason, you will be able to clean the house, do the dishes, make your bed, you know, go spend time with your husband, spend time with your kids, clean the outside of your house, clean out your car, organize your closet, but you don't have time for a 20-minute workout. You don't have time to go to the gym. You don't have time to meal prep. I had a girl message me before and she literally just told me, I just don't have time to eat healthy. And I'm like, what are you talking about, sister? Like, it does not take me any longer to eat a burrito bowl than it does to eat an entire thing of pizza. Like, you're just choosing to not do the hard thing because you're afraid of failing. So one form of procrastination is the one of the reasons, I should say, is because you don't want to fail. So if you don't ever start, you don't ever fail, right? But the thing is, friends, by not doing it, you're already failing. You're actually giving yourself the excuse that failing is better than trying. And I'm going to ask you, when's the last time that you did something easy that changed your life? That's what I get a lot. Well, it's really hard. It's hard to be successful in your business. It's hard to build a business. It's hard to be successful in your goals and your health and fitness. It's hard to start this, this, and this. Like, yeah, friends, it's hard. That's the point of it. Hard equals change. And change is what you're going for. Because if you didn't want change, you would stay where you were. You would stay doing the same thing every single day. I can't even imagine not doing my daily routine. If you've listened to any of my podcasts before, you know that I get up super early in the morning. I don't actually have to, but that's the time for myself. The time that you're telling me you don't have is actually time you're choosing to not spend doing the things that's going to make you better. Like, you choose to watch Netflix. You choose to scroll on social media. You choose to watch other people be successful and feel sorry for yourself rather than be like, if that's what she's doing, why don't I try? Because that's the other thing that we do. Besides avoiding, we compare. Well, this is how she makes her post. This is how she does this. That's what I should do. Well, I don't have a house like that. Well, I don't look like that. So I can't be successful. Friends, once again, I've said it a million times, success is not measurable. You cannot have just a jar of success. You cannot have just a thing of success. It's literally the amount that you want. So if you want to be super successful, then you're not going to quit until you get there. But if you want to be kind of sort of a little bit successful, you'll just try until it gets hard and then you'll quit. And then you'll give yourself a pity party and tell yourself, well, it was hard for me because I have to be at this meeting and I have this to go to and I had to clean my car. Okay, but you didn't have to clean your car. I mean, let's be honest, I would love a clean car, but if we're picking between building my business and cleaning my car, I'm going to eat that frog and build my business because I know in the long run, a clean car is not going to make me happier. A clean car is not going to pay my bills. A clean car is not going to change my life. But spending that extra 15, 20 minutes sending those messages, writing down a goal plan, like being present in your actions, being intentional with what you're doing with your time, like, are you actually spending the time that you need to build the business, to build that dream body, to save that money? Like, are you being specific? Are you being laser focused in what it is that you want? I want to lose weight. Okay, but like, saying I want to lose weight is not going to be specific and it's not going to have you something like working towards, because you could lose 5 pounds and reach your goal. Or you could say, I want to lose 20 pounds by May. Okay, well, sister, this is going to take some serious work and some serious action, meaning you are going to have to be relentless. And I believe when you become relentless in your goals is when you actually take action. You can set goals. You can write them down. You can say, I'm going to do this. You can say, I'm going to be at the top of the company. But if your actions don't repeat what your thoughts are or don't reflect what your goals are, sister, writing it down isn't going to get you there. So whether it's building a business, whether it's spending more time with your husband, whether it's spending time with your kids, whether it's being at the top of the company, whether it's getting that pay raise, whether it's getting that rank advancement that you're wanting, no matter what it is, if your daily actions don't reflect on what you want as your goal, you're not going to get there. And I hate to be that person that tells you, like, sister, you're going to be here 1 year from now still working on that same goal because you did not take action. That is because you're giving in to procrastination. You're giving in to the excuses that it's okay to not take action right now. If you're looking at somebody who's already made it to where you want to be, are you surrounding yourself, meaning through social media, maybe around your friends, are you putting yourself in the presence of people who are leveling up? Or are you being around people who are making you feel like you're the level up? Because the truth of the matter is, if you stay around people who don't make you feel like you should be trying harder, you're going to stay stagnant. You're going to stay where you are. You're not going to be any farther in your business if you're not trying harder than the person next to you. It's fun. It's great to be around your best friends who are like, you're just so amazing. Like, I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a great job. I know it's really easy to be around people who make you feel good. But it's time you step out of that comfort zone. It's time that you take actual action and get into a place where you feel uncomfortable. Get into a place where you feel like you have to step up your game. Whether it's through your business, through your health and fitness, through your like your relationship. If you're around couples who talk negatively to each other or about each other or like make fun of each other, not in a good way, if you're hanging around those kind of couples, that's what you're going to act like. So if you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, you need to spend more time, one, with your spouse, and two, couples who also want to be better, who also want to spend more time with their spouse, who also want to grow in their relationships. You can't spend it with Susie Joe and her husband Bob, who spend no time together, who make fun of each other constantly, who are bantering, who give snide remarks, who make fun of each other, that's not going to make you want to level up with your husband. It will make you appreciate your husband, but it will also be like, well, look how good I am. Like, it's not going to make you want to do better, because you're going to look at their relationship and see like, well, at least I don't act like her, so I'm better. Friends, that's not the kind of relationship that you want. That's not the kind of life you want. And the same goes for your business. If you are being stagnant, if you're repeating the same thing over and over and over, if you're doing the rinse, wash, and repeat cycle, but you're not actually moving forward, you're not getting higher numbers in your business, it's time you level up. It's time you surround yourself with people who are doing better than you, who are farther than you, so you can reach around to that potential. Be better than you were yesterday is the goal in your life every single day. I can't imagine not waking up doing my routine, and that's getting up, doing my devotional, doing my grateful journal, doing my workout, and then going on with the rest of my day, being intentional, making my to-do list, making my top three things that I have to get done today. If you haven't listened to, it's one of my first podcasts that tell you what I do in the morning for my to-do list. I can make a huge list of things that I want to get done, but I intentionally do three of them. I make sure three of them get done so I can be like, okay, I got that accomplished. I did that. So I'm going to ask you, are you actually leveling up? Are you actually putting forth action to reach your goal, or are you staying stagnant in content? Because I'm going to tell you right now, content is not the way I want to live my life. I want to live my life looking back like, yeah, I took a lot of chances. Like, yeah, I failed. Because that's what's going to happen when you level up. You're going to fail. You're not going to be as good as you were compared to what they are. You're going to fall on your face. But the difference is you're looking at that as an opportunity to grow, as an opportunity to be better versus staying where you're at and staying content. Because 1 year from now, you're going to thank me if you continue to level up. Don't get comfortable being content. Reach out for something greater. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.